Last night, the world saw the biggest payout in boxing history. The fight of the century between Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Mayweather with a little grin on his face as he hunts Manny Pacquiao with right-hand counter shots.
It ended by unanimous decision. Mayweather won. It was a disappointment for Pacquiao fans. But in Filipino-American households, where NPR's Denise Guerra visited, the fight was still historic.
Manny Pacquiao was the crowd favorite in this boxing match, with diehard fans like Ivy Dulai in his corner. Entering her home in Granada Hills, California, generations of family and friends gathered to watch their countrymen make history. A majority were born and raised here in America. This isn't just a fight. This is an event. Inside, you can't help but notice all the traditional Filipino dishes.
Pancit, spaghetti, well, Filipino spaghetti. Of course, chicharron, we have to have chicharron. Cassava.
And in the backyard, the fight is projected on white linen hanging from a patio beam. About 30 guests are sitting in lawn chairs.
A lot of our nephews and nieces just running around. I don't know if they know what's going on, but they're wearing their Filipino t-shirts.
Carolyn San Juan is eating ribs with her 7-year-old daughter, Siam.
I want you to see, Siam. Do you see? Do you see that flag? That's the... that's our anthem, Siam. You see the fancy dress?
It has the same flag carpet.
That's right. The same flag that we have at home. That's right. And see, there's Pacquiao. And we're so proud of him.
The story of Manny Pacquiao growing up as a poor Filipino kid and making it out of the slums resonates with a lot of Filipinos. He's become a symbol of hope and resilience for Filipinos throughout the world. You can feel the collective anticipation as Pacquiao is announced into the ring. Then, the opening bell. Ivy's brother Herman is cooking chicken on a fryer behind the crowd.
Yeah, some Asian sesame chicken wings. We had a problem finding actual fresh...
Herman can't finish his thought. With every punch that Pacquiao lands, the crowd erupts. 30 minutes away, in a small apartment in Glendale, everyone is cheering here too. Unlike the Dulais in Granada Hills, the majority of people here were born and raised in the Philippines. Watching the Pacquiao fight hits closer to home.
He represents hope for everyone, not only for the lowly Filipinos, but everybody who needed a little bit of a lift from life and all that. He's there to lift your spirit.
That's Manny Naval. He's glued to the television. He's sitting shoulder to shoulder with a small group of relatives.
I mean, you were alive to see this. You may not be right in the ringside to watch it, but it's like being in the ringside watching it on big TV.
As the fight continues, the mix of banter in English and Filipino starts to dwindle. The silence of the crowd sets into a sad reality. Manny Pacquiao will lose to Floyd Mayweather Jr. Back in Granada Hills,
I have no words.
14-year-old Kayla Navarro watches with hands over her face. Guests put away their chairs and head inside, but their disappointment stops at the buffet table.
Take some food. Everyone, take food.
Guests are piling heaps of cold pancit and spaghetti onto plates and to-go boxes. Pacquiao may have lost his fight, but everyone here doesn't care. Win or lose, he's still a national hero with the legacy of uniting Filipinos everywhere. For NPR News, I'm Denise Guerra.